Happy heart makes the face cheerful, but the heartache crushes the spirit. The discerning heart seeks knowledge, but the mouth of the fool feeds only folly. All the days of the oppressed are wrenched, but the cheerful heart has a continuous feast. It was really kind of funny. In Sunday school, we were talking about smiles. And that's what my sermon today is about, smile. So I was married to my daughter's mother, and I was living in Kansas City. And my wife decided not to be my wife anymore. She didn't want to be my wife. And so I got to go to Atlanta to see the Chiefs play the Falcons down there. And when I got back, everything in the house was gone. Socks, underwear, shoes, you name it. It was gone. The only thing I owned was what I had taken to Atlanta with me, period. She'd taken my daughter. I found out later that they had taken my daughter to a baby center. And when they picked my daughter up from the baby center that day, they told her that they were moving. And not to worry about her dad. Forget about him. He wasn't worth remembering. Wasn't worth seeing. My daughter was a daddy's girl. And that hurt me. That hurt me a great deal when I found that out. So when I came back from Atlanta, of course, everything in this house is gone and it's gone. And about 6 months later, the job I had went belly up. Didn't have a job. Well, I moved back home. Moved down to Carthage with two aunts, Eve and Dosha. And it was hard for me. And I found a job and I was making $7 an hour. But by the time I paid my child support, Uncle Sam, and insurance, it left me with very little money in my pocket. Matter of fact, I had $20 to my name for 2 weeks. I had a truck. At least I had a truck. It was an old 69 Ford F-100 pick-em-up truck. It did have some amenities. It had Armstrong power steering, Flintstone brakes, and 240 air conditioning. And if you don't know what that is, Armstrong steering is, you better have a strong arm to turn it. It's not fingertip steering, like my truck today. Flintstone brakes is you might as well put your foot outside the door and put your foot on the ground because that's as fast as it was going to stop. 240 air conditioning, well, that's two windows down at 40 miles an hour. It looked like it had been beat all over with tire iron. It was an old farm truck. That's what it was. And I lived with my aunts in their basement. They didn't have air conditioning in the house. So in the summertime, I had to keep the windows up. It was right on 96 Highway. And you could hear the trucks. But what was really bad is right across the street was Jackson Brothers Tire Shop. And if you didn't get to sleep before 7 o'clock, you could hear thum-thum-thum-thum-thum-thum-thum-thum-thum-thum-thum-thum-thum-thum-thum-thum-thum-thum-thum-thum-thum-thum-thum-thum-thum-thum-thum-thum-thum-thum-thum-thum-thum-thum-thum-thum-thum-thum-thum-thum-thum-thum-thum-thum-thum-thum-thum-thum-thum-thum-thum-thum-thum-thum-thum-thum-thum-thum-thum-thum-thum-thum-thum-thum-thum-thum-thum-thum-thum-thum-thum-thum-thum-thum-thum-thum-thum-thum-thum-thum-thum-thum-thum-thum-thum-thum-thum-thum-thum-thum-thum-thum-thum-thum-thum-thum-thum-thum-thum-thum-thum-thum-thum-thum-thum-thum-thum-thum-thum-thum-thum-thum-thum-thum-thum-thum-thum-thum-thum-thum-thum-thum-thum-thum-thum-thum-thum-thum- time, it was really bad. Because it'd get hot. Even in the basement, it was hot. Man, I just had $20 to my name. I wasn't even paying my aunts anything for rent. I didn't have the money. Just didn't. I was trying to pay bills and made sure my child support was paid. My aunts fed me, clothed me. I mean, it was, and I was working. I could barely make, you know, I wasn't making it. And I was working 6 at night to 6 in the morning. And I remember this, and I'll never forget this night. So here I am. I'm working, and it was a Tuesday night because I got off Wednesday morning. I worked Sunday night, Monday night, Tuesday night, and every other Saturday night. And here I am. We had this old radio. The antenna was broke off of it. Got one radio station. And the only reason why I got that radio station was the tower was less than a quarter of a mile from where I worked at. And it had a syndicated radio program on. And it was Delilah. And she asked her listeners, she said, "This is Smile Week. What makes you smile?" And it made me mad. Made me so mad, I wanted to reach into that radio and choke her. I mean, I really did. You know, I was mad. You know, it's like the old show, To the Moon, Alice. You know, I mean, I wanted to choke her. What right did somebody have to ask me what made me smile? What made me smile? I was mad. And I've never seen Delilah, didn't know anything about her. But it was like when you were going to high school and you had this little blonde, 5 foot, you know, 100 pound nothing, and she would have the pom-poms and she'd be sitting on the sidelines cheering. And go team, go, you know. And for me, I was the big linebacker on that team. And we were down 77 to nothing. And it was halfway through the first half. You know, I mean, there was no hope of winning. No hope of winning. And yet she's asking me, "What makes you smile?" I was mad. I went home that morning. It was Wednesday morning, and I was still mad. I got up Wednesday afternoon, I was still mad. Thursday, I was still mad. Friday, I was still mad. And I had to go to Joplin on Friday. And here I am on Friday afternoon. I go to Joplin, I have to pull in. Of course, I can't pull in where everybody else is. Oh no, I had this old truck that you had to do this to. Had to park out in the back 40. Here I am. I go in to the building, and I'm standing up against the wall, and I'm waiting for this door to open. And if you've ever turned a handle on a door, and you've turned them thousands of times, it doesn't take very long. But what I realized was, as soon as that door handle turned, I got a smile on my face. And that door opened up, and this little blonde-haired, little blonde-haired and blue-eyed girl came running out of that door, and she said one word. With her hands in the air, she yelled, "Daddy." And I had the biggest smile on my face. And she jumped in my arms, and she gave me a hug. And I've never had a hug that good in my life. Because that day I realized I had something to smile about. And I could probably stop the story right here. But I'd like to pull Paul Harvey on you and tell you the rest of the story. I took her home that night, took her to my aunt's, fixed supper for all of us, and we watched TV. And I forget what we watched, but I have a feeling it was a horse movie. Because my daughter's into horses. So we got up Saturday morning and we went. I gave her a horseback riding lesson. And that horseback riding lesson was $15. I had $20 in my pocket. And that was fine. Didn't mind it. I paid the $15, and we were coming back, and there was a McDonald's in Webb City as we were coming back to Carthage. And she said, "Daddy, I'm hungry." So we stopped, and she got a chicken nugget Happy Meal with fries and a Sprite. And I got a little senior Coke. And it came to $4.50-some. And I gladly paid it. But while we were sitting out there eating, my daughter asked me, "Daddy, why didn't you get anything to eat?" I couldn't tell her that I had no money. Just couldn't do that. So I said, "Well, Dad's not hungry. I'll eat when we get home later." So here I am. We go home that Saturday night, and everything's fine. Everything's wonderful. Sunday morning, I get up. I found I didn't have a smile on my face, because I knew that afternoon I was had to take her back to her mother. But I knew I better put a smile on my face, and I did. And so here we are. It was about 11 o'clock. I told my daughter, I said, "It's time to get your things together. We're going to go to Grandma Dally's and eat lunch. Go over to my mother's." And it took her forever. Typical kid, you know, just took forever to get things around. She gave even to OSHA a hug goodbye and everything, and we left, and we went to my mom's, and we're sitting there eating and sitting and visited. It came time to take her back to her mother's. I said, "Honey," I said, "give everybody a hug and a kiss, and we need to go take you back to your mom's." And so she did. She went around, she gave everybody a hug and a kiss, and then she said, "Well, Daddy, I got to go to the bathroom." Okay, fine. It took her forever. I mean, forever. She finally came down, and then she had to give everybody a hug and a kiss goodbye. And then she had to get a drink of water. Then she had to go to the bathroom. Then she had to give everybody a hug and a kiss again. Finally, I got her out. What I realized that day was not only was she my smile, but I was her smile too. So my question today for you is, what makes you smile? But I think there's a better question. Are you anybody else's smile? Are you somebody that God can use to brighten somebody's day? Pray with me, please. Lord, please bring multitudes from so small. Lord, we give back to you just a little of what we have. Please bring this to help others. In the Lord's name we pray. Amen.